every Tuesday at round about 3:45, we do non-league football. We've got such a hotbed for great non-league teams around this region, and it would seem wrong not to mention them. So this week, we're going to be talking about Marine, who've had a real upturn in form over the last few weeks, particularly over the Christmas period. And I'm delighted to be joined now by their manager, Neil Young. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, mate. You okay?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Great to have you on. And you must be really pleased with how things went over Christmas in the end.
Yeah, we've had a sticky patch from October probably into December. But, you know, in particular the last four games, 2 wins and a defeat, which we weren't happy with in terms of the defeat. But, you know, the 3 wins have really helped us, and we needed it because obviously the teams around us have also been winning.
It's moved you out of the relegation zone on goal difference. So you're 19th at the moment. And I guess that was the first big step, was getting out of the bottom three.
Yeah, it's definitely to get out of there, and obviously want to stay out of there. But I think from a confidence perspective as well, we know with the players, we've been in every game that we've played really, apart from, you know, possibly Warrington at home. So yeah, to get out of there is the first part of it, and the next bit, as I say, is to stay out of it.
Of course, and it is quite tight. I'm just looking at it, and you're only, what, 3-4 wins away, really, from mid-table. So that shows what a good run of form can do.
Yeah, it's important that we have them wins, because it only just doesn't take you out of the drop zone. It also drags other teams in, which has been key. There's a lot of teams in there now, and Lancaster, similar to us, they've managed to drag the Staffords and Hensfords into a bit of a relegation fight as well. So, you know, obviously them 3 wins has helped us.
The 3 wins that you mentioned, against Bamber Bridge on Boxing Day, Lancaster City on New Year's Day, and then North Ferriby at the weekend as well. It had been a while, so what's clicked for you over those 3 games?
I think the main thing is, I mean, we've had some really tough games. You know, we've had Warrington who were up there, we've had Farsley who were up there, we've had Scarborough who were up there. So we've had some really tough games. We lost our centre-half, Chris Doyle, for 7 games over a 10-game period with suspension. He's a big loss for us. We managed to bring in Niall Cummins from Cairns Nashton, centre forward with a lot of experience, because we are a fairly young group of players. You know, so I think they're the key elements. But we've got a real hard working group. You know, we do know we need to add to it, which we're hoping to do over these next couple of weeks. To hopefully give us a chance of making sure that we stay in this division and build longer term from an infrastructure perspective for the football club.
Absolutely. And you're pretty experienced of this level of football as well. You've won promotion from these kind of leagues as well. So you know all about what it takes to get out of that trouble zone.
Yeah, we do. You know, ultimately it's about players, you know, and making sure we can get the best in from what we can afford. But also, you know, we do need a little bit of luck in terms of suspensions and injuries, which we haven't had since it came in probably 3 months ago now. But hopefully, as I say, we've got players back, and we're renewing and, you know, bringing new players into the football club, so hopefully that will continue.
Yeah, you came in mid-September. How did you expect the challenge to be? And looking back over those 3 or 4 months that you've been there, how has that challenge been? Has it been more or more hard than you expected?
Not really, no. I think when we came in, I mean, the first thing is to obviously assess the squad of where we're at. Obviously, it's been quite a significant change in personnel. In terms of the numbers, so we knew that was going to happen. We had to balance the squad out as well, because when you've got a budget, a fairly tight budget, it's key that we make the best we possibly can with every penny that we've got. The club have supported us really well. Fans have got behind us, so you know, I expected us to be where, you know, in and around where we currently are. And now is the time, you know, to hopefully bring some players in, as I said, 3 or 4 players in, just to help the current group, because we are running, you know, with 16, 17 players at this moment in time.
How hard is that to do as well when you're not a full-time team? So players do have other commitments, but the training, you don't see as much of them as a full-time team would, so you don't have that much contact time with them.
No, we don't, but I'm fairly used to it. Obviously, I've been, you know, Colwyn Bay and Chester, Stockport, it's all been part-time for me. You know, so it's no different, really. What we have got, as I said earlier, even the lads who've left the football club, what they've all done since I've been here, they've been good as gold. They've worked hard. They've wanted to do well. You know, we've been a little bit naive at times with our play in certain situations, which has obviously cost us goals. But overall, you know, effort and work rate and commitment, you know, I can't fault them one bit. We just need a little bit of experience and know-how to get us through, really.
And you've brought some experience in on your coaching staff as well. Alan Morgan coming in alongside you as assistant manager. How's he worked out for you?
He's done really well, Alan. If you know Alan, you know, he's like a bottle of pop. You know, he works really hard. Never stops talking. Keeps the group, you know, nice and positive. Very positive person. His coaching sessions are excellent. You know, he's done really well. And we've got a guy called Ian Johnson who was there when I arrived. He works his socks off as well and has done really well. And he's learning. And as I say, he's been a real benefit to us as well, being a local lad.
How important is that experience of someone like Alan, who's played in the Football League? He's obviously been a coach in the Welsh League as well. Is that something that's really great to be able to call upon?
It is, yeah. You know, when you've got somebody else who's obviously played the game, has managed as well, you know, he understands the pitfalls and the struggles and the pressure that it can bring. But I think he's definitely enjoying the coaching side. As I say, the lads really enjoy his sessions, and I'm working away, you know, obviously with the coaching staff to try and bring some experience into the club. And we've been out and looking at players and working hard to try and get the best players we possibly can into the club.
So next up, it's Buxton, who are up at the top end of the table, then Stalybridge, Southport and Hyde to finish this month, Southport being a cup fixture, of course.
Yeah.
The Buxton, Stalybridge and Hyde games are really important when you look at where particularly Stalybridge and Hyde are in the table.
Yeah, they're all tough games. I mean, there's no easy games. But, as I say, nobody's really, apart from possibly Warrington in the last game, and Matt Locke early on when he arrived, we've been in every game. I've not seen anyone really be better than us, you know what I mean? So we've been in every game. We've just done fine margins, silly mistakes that we need to cut out if we can do that. You know, I don't think Buxton, Stalybridge or Hyde, you know, there's no fears there. We've got to go out and make sure that we put on a performance ourselves.
Absolutely. And as we've mentioned, a good run could really drag Marine up the table, which would be fantastic to see. Neil, we'll catch up later in the season. Thank you for your time.
Thanks,
this
Matt.
Afternoon.
Thank you very much.